Today's Living Your Yoga is about the golden chain of teachers. Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa West, and welcome to Living Your Yoga. Today we're going to talk a little bit about lineage and the golden chain of teachers. And the reason for this is that on Saturday, August 20th of 2014, BKS Iyengar passed into the spirit world. And this got me thinking about lineage. His passing had me reflecting with gratitude on the lineage from which I come from and the golden chain of teachers that are responsible for passing down the teachings of yoga. So where I lived in Toronto, I spent many years studying at Esther Myers Yoga Studio. Esther Myers studied with Vonda Scaravelli, and Vonda Scaravelli studied with BKS Iyengar. So let me tell you a little bit about each of them and how their teachings passed down through this golden chain of teachers. Vonda Scaravelli received private yoga lessons from Iyengar first in Switzerland and for many years thereafter. Vonda credits Iyengar with her health improving, and a little later Vonda Scaravelli learned from Desikachar. And she says from him she learned the importance of breathing. However, Vonda says it was not until she was on her own that she discovered a new world of yoga, a world without aim and competition, where her body could start to function naturally and happily, allowing expansion to take place. Iyengar and Desikachar were no longer coming to Switzerland. Vonda Scaravelli was motivated to find a different approach to yoga that would allow those around her, her students, to continue their practice, and this is a quote from her that's often, she's often quoted as saying this, without becoming exhausted. She was finding her students were becoming exhausted. So Vonda Scaravelli's approach, she created approach with the three friends, she calls it, gravity, breath, and the wave, which was connected with the supple movement of the extension along the spine. These three companions fused into one should constantly be with us, she said, and this new style was born. So that's Vonda's background. Stick with me, I'm going to pull it all together. Esther Myers began her studies with the Iyengar method. In 1975, she started teaching Iyengar yoga in Toronto. It was in 1978 in Italy that she met Vonda Scaravelli. In time, Esther made a difficult decision to move away from the Iyengar style of teaching and fully embrace the style she was learning from Vonda Scaravelli. Esther was one of the most amazing stewards of Vonda Scaravelli's work and taught beautifully on the breath, the ground, and the spine. This style of yoga continues to be taught at Esther Myers. Inspired by the teaching of Vonda Scaravelli, who lived from 1908 to 1999, and Esther Myers, who lived from 1947 to 2004, she passed from breast cancer in 2004. The senior teachers at Esther Myers Studio stay true to the profound connection between the breath, gravity, and spinal elongation. The core premise of the practice at Esther Myers Yoga Studio is that because we are always breathing and gravity is always acting on the body, one can harness and utilize these powerful tools in order to mobilize and enliven the spine. So I am incredibly grateful that for the time I spent practicing and studying at Esther Myers in Toronto and for the lineage out of which I've grown and evolved. I am grateful for the time that Iyengar's passing has given me to reflect and honor the lineage and the golden chain of teachers who share and evolve the teachings of yoga. So I'd love to hear from you about the lineage from which you come and your yoga practice has evolved. Leave your comments below. If you like this video, give it a thumbs up and subscribe to our channel. Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.